Valla. Jersey.
I heard from you and many sadhus that we have to surrender to Krishna. And
many sadhus. Start with Bhagavan.
Yeah, Sarodhitman Pratyaji, we have to surrender. And as I was realizing that surrender is only in the words, then there's a bridge between actual surrenderance of mind, body, intelligence, heart. And just we say surrender, it is just like words, but actually there is a big gap. So I never know how to go there because.
In one of our sweet notes, which was retitled Many Teachings on Pure Bhakti, it says, surrender like breathing goes on and on. Surrender like breathing goes on and on. So it's a never-ending process. Step one. Of bhakti, bhakti rasamrita sindhu, guru pad, ashraya, dante trinadi, chaitanya chandra dayanatak, dante with trinadi with a straw between the teeth, Sanatana Goswami and Madhya Leela, surrendering at the feet of Mahaprabhu, kiyami tapatrai, kiyami. Who am I? I'm suffering the threefold miseries, adi bhautika, adi daivika, adi klesha. Please tell me who I am. We surrender. That's the beginning, step one. And then the next step, so surrender to the guru. Next thing is surrender to his teachings, surrender to take diksha, surrender to seva, surrender. So many steps of surrender. The journey to Krishna is an endless journey of steps of surrender. It's not endless. It has an end. So the gap is the distance between Kanishtha, not Kanishtha. The gap is the distance between Anartha Nivritti and Prema. It's ongoing. I told you repeatedly, along with that I said that these two things are synonymous. They're two sides of one coin. You know, coin, heads and tails. Bhakti and Sharanagati. No, Shraddha and Sharanagati. The coin is the bhakti coin. Like the paisa coin, the ruble coin, the dollar coin or whatever. The coin, the medium of currency. The medium of currency, Radhisham, Jai Shri Radhi. Radhi Radhi. Jai Hava Vasudevji, Radhi Radhi. I give some prasad to them all. You have four. Get up and go. Four. Radhisham. So the analogy here is the means of currency. We have a coin, a gold coin, a silver coin, a copper coin. So the analogy is bhakti. Bhakti is like the currency. Currency means the money, the rubles, the rupees, the dollars, the currency, the money. It's the means. So bhakti is the means. Bhakti is the means or the way to purchase Krishna. And like that coin, if you have a coin, one rupee or five rupee coin, or you has heads and tails. So the two sides of the bhakti coin are Shraddha and Sharanagati. Faith and surrender. More faith, more surrender. More surrender, more faith. So as I mentioned often many times in a famous class in Mayapur by one Iskan Sannyasi, you may recollect when I say. He said, this is the annual festival, there's several thousand devotees here, and we finished our class, and we will take questions. So we will take any question any devotees have from around the world, the sannyasi told. We'll take any questions, but we will not entertain any how-to questions. How to be sincere, how to surrender, how to increase your faith, how to be determined. Because in every case, the answer is chant Hare Krishna. So these are empty questions. But the process of bhakti, the ongoing evolution of bhakti, is based on the ever increasing and continual development and increasing of one's faith and then their surrender, sharanagati. Sharanagati and shraddha. This is bhakti. When faith goes down, then seva goes down, then surrender goes down. Oh, I lost, like someone said, oh, I stopped practicing. Why? Oh, I lost my faith in my guru. I lost faith in Krishna. He's not nice. He's not nice to me. He was nice to me. Now he's not nice to me. Krishna's not good. So the faith is increased by sadhusanga. You say, oh, look, this person has so much faith. And they're so surrendered. And they make it look so easy. But it's not so easy. It's easy at a certain point. After nishta, when one attains nishta and beyond, then it becomes somewhat, quote-unquote, easy. The difficulty is to somehow make it that far. One great sadhu, he said that most sadhakas, if they're practicing, and he didn't say how many, but he said most sadhakas will spend their whole life in sadhana, they will spend struggling with anartha nivritti, aparad. We heard this statement 40 years ago. 40 years ago we heard this. It's 43 years we're practicing in this lifetime. So 40 years ago we heard this. Most sadhakas, devotees, will spend their whole life struggling with aparad. So I was a new devotee, only a couple of years practicing in this lifetime, bhakti bhajan. I thought, oh, process is so powerful, chanting Hare Krishna is so powerful, and all these five limbs of bhakti, panchanga bhakti, are so powerful. Dham Vas, Dham Sankirtan, Thakurji Seva, Bhagavat Shravan, and chanting the holy name, Sarasanga. How is it possible? And then 10 years went by, then 20, then 30, then 43, and I saw, and I know, so many devotees from 30 years and 40 years, and this is exactly correct what Sadhu said. Even after 30 years and 40 years, they're still struggling with aparad. That's in this life. How many lifetimes? So, nishcha comes after aparad stop. Anarthas may be there. Anartha goes all the way to prem. The ganda, anartha ganda. The fragrance of unwanted things. Not the sanskar, not the bijam. To engage with the fragrance, the idea, conception. So the sharanagati, surrender, humility. That's why we say what is bhakti success in bhakti? It's 5% endeavor and 95% kripa. 5% it's cheshta and kripa. The two fingers, right? One finger is Yashoda, her endeavor. But that one finger is only a small finger. It's only 5% finger. The other finger is a long finger. That's 95%. Because in that 5%, this is my idea. I can't show you a Shastric shloka. Where does it say that? My idea, and practically you'll see in your own life, or in the reality of bhakti bhajan, that 5%, as I said, the 5% is, it's all about this aparad. Words in a Kali Yuga right now, words are very fast and words are very cheap. Words are very fast moving words, and very cheaply language is moving at a very fast speed. So the tendency to hear, to be exposed to be involved with, or to commit, or to make aparads is vast. It's vast. It's ever present. It's at your fingertips. It's in your ear. It's in your earplug. It's in your eyeballs and a screen in front of you. Oh, who is that? Oh, that. Oh, no, change that. To think, Padma Pran says there's six types of Vaishnava aparad. To think negatively about a Vaishnava is aparad. To think negatively. In the Kali Yuga, all we have is negative thoughts. In the Kali Yuga, we're full of, where's the positive thought? They have to write whole books. They have to write entire books. Positive thinking. We never saw that. They have whole books that would title positive thinking. Yeah. There's a lot of negative, you know, there's something called positive and negative. You know, this is called positive. This is called negative. There's a lot of negativity out there. This book, Positive Thinking, was written in 1919 or something. And if he thought it was negative then, what to speak of now? When I grew up as a teenager, we used to have this phrase, oh, she's a negative number. In other words, don't waste your time. She's a negative. Because it's all about polarity anyway. If there's no polarity, there's no attraction. Right? North Pole and North Pole, boing, north and north, they repel each other. But north and south, opposites attract. So polarity. It's all about polarity. So negative and negative makes zero. Negative and positive makes some sparks. So this is the difficulty. So therefore, when you're, it's called the spotika effect. Effect means prabhav. How do you say this? Some other word. Prabhav means effect. Effect, influence. What is it? What is there now? A separate word? Like we say influence, and we say effect. Asar means effect. Asar. May vidyarthi ap adhyapik hai. May vidyarthi hum. That means, you are my Hindi teacher, I am your student. Adhyapak. My Baba, he was a Sanskrit adhyapak. He was a teacher of Sanskrit and Shastra, Vaishnav Shastra. Niti Lila Pravishta, Pandit Sri Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. The crystal, it's called the Spotika Asar. The crystal effect. It's a very common analogy in Prabhupada's books and Goswami books, Bhakti Sandarbha. If you have a crystal is like some glass with many, many facets, many, many angles, like a diamond. Quartz crystal, originally some earth. Quartz crystal, salt is a crystal, quartz crystal, different types of crystals. There's one called a spotika, clear. It's very high quality, is clear. And they make in the West and Rosicrucians and different mystics and seers, they make something called a crystal ball. You must have heard, look into the crystal ball. Achha, I see it. Leela Shakti in Moscow. She's buying a computer. Achha. Oh, that's a crappy brand. So they have this crystal ball, and they look in there, and I don't know how they do, but it's some type of facility or some mystic experience for transportation or seeing some movements or a reality or getting some message. The different, let's say, high vibration people and use these type of items. But in the shastras, the crystal is used to show the effect that the sadhu, that the jiva, the sadhaka, is like a crystal. The quality of a crystal, the quality, the lakshan of a crystal, spotika, it takes on, it assumes, or becomes, or takes on the color of an object near it. The color, the crystal is clear, you put it near a blue book, then the blue radiance of this cover will enter there, and this will look, this clear crystal will look blue, it'll appear blue there. You move it away, then it's crystal clear. So when we, by this analogy is used by the power of associating with sadhus. When you go to a sadhu with a clean heart, with an open heart, not clean, our hearts are not so clean, cheto darpana marjan, but with an open heart and open mind, a non-offensive heart and a non-offensive mind, non-offensive mind and non-offensive heart, if you meet with a sadhu, then the effect, the prabhav, the energy, the bhakti, the purity of the sadhu will be reflected on the heart of the jiva, like a crystal. This is, it's called bhav pratibimba. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad is talking about sattvic vikara, sattvic bhav, satta. Satta means existence. So sattva means a transformation of the existence. Vikara means transformation. So when the existence, satta, becomes transformed, becomes sattva, sattva vikara. So there's trembling, crying, hair standing on end, perspiring, color, skin becoming pale, changing color, vaivarnya. Many changes are there, 8 different symptoms. So when describing the effects at the level of bhava, when a devotee reaches the level of bhava or prema, then they may experience sattvic ecstasies in the association with Krishna and devotees and objects and things related to Krishna. This experience of their heart, the excitement and feelings of love in their heart. So in that discussion, Rupa Goswami says, sometimes regular ordinary devotees, Kanishta Bhaktas or Vaishnava Praya, when they mix in, when they go in the association of Bhava Bhaktas, or advanced devotees, they also exhibit signs of ecstasy, of bhava. They tremble and they're crying, "Ah, oh, Hari Bol, ah, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." Because the ecstasy is called, we used to say when we were young, contact high. Contact high. Someone is really high. You know what I mean by high? elevated consciousness, let's say, put it that way. In an elevated state of consciousness, and you associate with that person, or you're physically near that person or around that person, then you become elevated in consciousness or elevated in your spirit, your feelings, contact high, which means sadhusanga. Sadhusanga, sadhusanga, sarvashastra hoy, lavamatra sadhusanga, sarvasiddhi hoy. So this is the effect, the asar, the effect of the sadhusanga. So to counteract, or to, let's say, increase one's faith and increase one's surrender, because the question on the floor is about the vast gap of surrender to reach the lotus feet of Krishna. Because the first surrender, the first step in the long, long journey of perfection is surrender at the feet of Sadguru. And the final step of surrender is falling at the feet of Krishna, like Gopakumar. They embraced and collapsed on the ground. And Gopakumar clutched his feet. He wanted to fall, collapse on the ground when he had darshan of Gopal and clutch his feet. my place is here. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor Ambarish Maharaj. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. I worship your feet. My place is there. This is the place of meditation. Bhakti begins there. This is the highest form of meditation. Sarva Madhya Dhyan. Radha Krishna Aravinda Dhyan Sara. The essence of all meditation is to meditate on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So Gopal Kumara wanted to collapse at the feet of Gopal when he finally had darshan in Goloka Vrindavan. And Gopal said, "No, you're a sukha. You're a sukha." And yes, the sukhas we play when we're wrestling and we try to touch each other's feet and we play kabaddi kabaddi. We play kabaddi kabaddi and we run all around and try to tag each other and play tag, and it's called kabaddi kabaddi and touch each other's feet. But now, but we also embrace premalingata, sakirati. Sakirati premalingata. We embrace lovingly and tightly together Sri Dhamma and me and Subal and me and Batu. So, hey, Gopal Kumara, you're my beloved friend. So Krishna ran and wrapped him in an embrace and they collapsed on the ground. And then Gopal Kumara, "Oh, my Lord," grabbed his feet. So this is the last step of surrender. It starts with surrender at the feet of Guru and ends up with surrender at the feet of Krishna. Guru's feet are Krishna's feet. The more we surrender to Guru's feet, the more we see Krishna's feet. Guru's feet are sweet. Krishna's feet are sweeter still. And Radharani's feet are the sweetest of the sweet. Radharani ki jai. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai.